Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about the city's street projects for this year.
The 2017 road project has been closed out, and most people would find it unusual that it would take that long, but this is because there were federal monies involved, and it took a lot more work, right?
Yeah, we do have the advantage of being able to utilize those federal funds, but it does mean some additional red tape, a few extra hoops for us to jump through, up to and including an audit. All federally funded projects through this program do have to be audited by the State Department of Transportation. And so we went through that audit just a couple weeks back. The audit went very smoothly for us, but it is still a requirement for the project. And now that that audit is completed, we were able to go ahead and formally close that project out. And, you know, for a lot of folks, the reference point here is this is the work that happened on Robinson and Jackson Streets in the summer of 2017 that we're talking about.
What about this year's road project? What sort of work is going to be done around the city?
The 2019 Streets project has actually just started. They're right now on Dolores, and they'll be working in a few other spots this summer. Stone Drive will be a part of that in the Westridge neighborhood. Those are the ones that are going now. We'll also have a little bit of sidewalk work going in the Westridge neighborhood as well. So those are some of the projects that are just getting started now.
How does the city go about determining which streets get worked on at a particular time?
Yeah, that's a good question. Councilmember Morse actually asked it at the council meeting. And it's something we've discussed a little bit in the past, but what we have is basically a 10-year paving program. This was put together in 2014 and finalized in 2015. And this program essentially took a survey of all the streets in town and assigned them a value on a scale of 0 to 100, with 100 being brand new, pristine, never been driven on street, versus a 0, which is essentially the road is destroyed. It's back to a gravel road, essentially, at that point. And based on those ratings, they're all plugged into a complicated computer software that our engineer uses, and we're able to prioritize those streets. And so it takes into account not only that score of what quality the road, the shape of the road, but it also takes into account traffic counts, the difficulty of repair, and you're actually able to feed into it a formula of how much money you would like to invest in your infrastructure in coming years. And it takes that money and it puts together what it thinks would be the ideal program for you. And you can extend that for as many years as you want it. So when we put our plan together, we asked for a 10-year program that we could follow. And then we gave them some funding numbers too. And so what we've tried to do is about $750,000 a year on average. And the way we've done that is by selling bonds of $1.5 million every other year, because bond sales do cost us money in terms of like legal fees, and the actual selling of the bonds takes a little bit of money. So we've utilized that to try and average about $750,000 a year in streets. We've been able to do additional projects because of the federal funds that you mentioned that helped us in 2017 and some other things. But what we do is basically follow that 10-year program. And that's not to say that we follow it line by line exactly how the computer program spelled it out. We do, as a staff and with our engineer, evaluate it for what I would call the human touch every year, to look at streets that might have taken damage disproportionate to what we would have expected and might need attention sooner than we would have expected, and try to make our best decision. But for the most part, we do follow that program, and we'll continue to for the next few years.
I was going to ask if you're able to make any tweaks or any last-minute changes. Does that come up frequently?
I wouldn't say frequently, but there definitely are instances. We do take conditions on the ground into consideration. You know, we work in this town. Many of us live in this town, so we drive these streets. We know where a lot of the sore spots are, and we try to give those attention as appropriate. So I think it's good to have a plan, but like any good plan, it has to have some flexibility to adapt for conditions on the ground.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.